As the NBA's Western Conference Finals progress, it's been the best of times for fans in Oklahoma. But in Seattle, it's the worst of times. Only A Game's Doug Tribou reports on the NBA's Tale of Two Cities.
The Seattle Supersonics went on a road trip in 2008 and never came back. That's when owner Clay Bennett moved the franchise and the Oklahoma City Thunder were born. Seattle Times sports columnist Jerry Brewer says the Thunder's current success started when Seattle drafted future superstar Kevin Durant in 2007. And that makes this year's Western Conference Finals even harder on Sonics fans.
Once the team moved to Oklahoma City, they had Durant, they had Russell Westbrook, they had the foundation for a great basketball team. That team was going to be a winner whether they were in Seattle, Oklahoma City, or Tahiti.
The reasons for the move were complex. Bennett, who bought the Supersonics in 2006, is from Oklahoma. Seattle's key arena was considered subpar by NBA standards, but there wasn't much public support for building a new facility. Attendance was down, but some observers say rumors about the team moving made things worse. And many reports mention how bad the Sonics were in their final few seasons, but in 2005, they had reached the second round of the NBA playoffs. Jason Reed directed Sonicsgate, a documentary about the team's departure. He says it's frustrating to watch the franchise's best season in years from more than 1,900 miles away.
People are upset, and the better the Thunder do, the more upset people get. So out of all this anger and frustration, you know, with the team moving, it's created a community and brought NBA basketball fans back together, and we're stronger and louder than ever. They aren't rooting for the Thunder, but they're watching and rooting against the Thunder.
Six-time NBA All-Star Sean Kemp spent the bulk of his career in Seattle and still lives there. In an interview last week on radio station KJR, Kemp said the Thunder offered him front-row seats to a first-round playoff game against Denver, an offer he swatted into the stands.
I don't think it'd be too smooth for the people around here to look up one day and see me sitting on that front row to Oklahoma Thunder. You know, the people back here deserve basketball. It was taken and robbed from these people in this area, so my loyalty remains in this area, man, for these people until they get a team back. I won't be sitting on anybody's front row until the Sonics is back in action.
But while Seattle may still be mourning the loss of its team, fans in Oklahoma City are ecstatic the NBA has come to town. Barry Trammell is a sports columnist for The Oklahoman.
99.7% of the seats were sold this season. You see the car flags flying all over the state, like it's the state of Alabama or something. It's really gone gaga. It's a statewide phenomenon over in Tulsa, the other big metropolitan area in the state, huge Thunder fans. So it's really taken Oklahoma by storm.
The Thunder's success has driven some Sonics fans to turn on one of Seattle's native sons. Thunder guard Nate Robinson grew up in Seattle and attended the University of Washington. But when Robinson tweeted that Oklahoma City fans are the best on the planet, he was heavily criticized in his hometown. That's when Seattle fans crossed the line in the eyes of Times columnist Jerry Brewer.
It got to the point where Nate Robinson's mother had to go on a local radio station and defend her son. Nate Robinson couldn't be more Seattle. He's got the city skyline tattooed on his back. He's got the area code 206 tattooed on his body as well. And why couldn't we give him the benefit of the doubt?
Royce Young runs the blog DailyThunder.com. Young says there is some bad blood between Seattle and OKC, but he and many other Thunder fans feel for the Sonics faithful.
I've never liked the fact that we had to take another city's team to have our own team. You know, I mean, we're all absolutely in love with this team. I can't imagine growing up with them and, you know, my future children falling in love with these players and stuff, and then 40 years from now, somebody taking it away.
There is a small grassroots movement working to bring the NBA back to Seattle. But even if it succeeds, the team's official history is long gone. The deal to move the franchise to OKC allowed the Thunder to retain all of the Sonics' history. That's 41 years of Seattle basketball, including three trips to the NBA Finals and the 1979 NBA title. But Young says most Thunder fans would have preferred a clean start.
We don't care about downtown Freddie Brown or Gary Payton or Sean Kemp. And, I mean, I'm sure that breaks a lot of Seattle people's hearts. But, I mean, that wasn't our team. You know, that wasn't our franchise. Our franchise started in 2008 with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and those guys. So
I dare you to say that to Xavier McDaniel's face.
I definitely wouldn't say that to the X-Man.
Depending on how you see it, Tonight's game against the Dallas Mavericks at the Ford Center in Oklahoma City is the Thunder's first home game in the Western Conference Finals, or their first since 1996. Either way, it's Game 3. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.
And the Thunder rolls. The Thunder rolls. And the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control. Deep in her heart, the thunder.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. In 2003, former professional soccer goalie Lloyd Scott ran the world's slowest marathon in a deep-sea diving suit to raise money for charity. In 2006, he raised 1.8 million pounds by completing the London Marathon while wearing a suit of armor and dragging a 300-pound dragon. This year, Lloyd Scott crawled the 26.2 miles of the London Marathon inside a giant costume of Brian the Snail from the children's TV show Magic Roundabout. It took 8 hours a day for 26 days, and he suffered near constant nosebleeds, vomiting, and cramps. But thus far, Mr. Scott's efforts have only raised 20,000 pounds for kids with mobility issues. What? Doesn't anyone love snails?
I want to thank you for putting me back in my snail shell.